the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Today's podcast is sponsored by Pavilion Payments, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at pavilionpayments.com. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature a discussion with Brian Christopher, the industry's leading slot influencer. The role of slot influencer is one that has only developed within the past few years. The idea of watching someone play the slots was far-fetched until Christopher began featuring himself on his YouTube channel. Quickly, thousands of people began watching him play the slots. Christopher admits he's lost hundreds of thousands of dollars playing the slots, but his fans don't care. They want to see how he plays and how the new game performs. As such, he's become an important figure to casino operators and slot manufacturers alike. His friendly banter and witty personality makes everyone feel right at home. He's also a strong advocate for smoking bans in casinos and refuses to publicize casinos that still allow smoking. He spoke with GGB editor Frank Legato at the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Las Vegas in February.
Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 19th year. Today we feature Brian Christopher, the best of the new breed of influencers turning social media into new levels of significance. Through his BC Slots YouTube page and on Facebook and other social media, he has millions of followers and hundreds of thousands of subscribers who tune in to Brian Christopher, now a celebrity, live streaming sessions on his favorite slots. Brian, who tonight will host the annual EKG Slot Awards, is now the world's largest casino influencer, with a community flocking to special game launches, a designated Brian Christopher Slots section at the Plaza in Las Vegas, special BC cruises, slot tournaments, and the ears of slot enthusiasts and slot suppliers alike. He has nearly 650,000 YouTube subscribers and nearly 500 million views. Brian, thanks for being on today on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You were one of the pioneers of this new way to promote slot games. Your millions of followers and subscribers look to you for game suggestions, and manufacturers now count on you as part of their marketing plan. Tell us how you got here, starting with the first time you ever made a video of yourself playing a slot machine.
Yeah, I mean, it was totally by mistake. This was never supposed to be a career. It never was a career before we turned it into one, but... essentially came to Las Vegas for the very first time, and I had seen other people put out these videos of themselves playing a little bit, and I thought, oh, I could do that too, why not? And so I took a few snippets of videos, I posted it on my acting YouTube channel, which was very small, and those videos took off, and literally did not look back. It just went so fast and so quickly that I just rolled with it and turned into something much bigger than I ever could have imagined.
Now, you've said in the past that you encountered a lot of resistance from many places at first. How long did it take before casinos began to embrace this live stream slot game as a good way to market their properties?
Yeah, it's true. It's still taken some of them some time to get used to this whole idea. Some of them still will not let you take a photograph on the casino floor for some reason. But around like the 9 month to year mark is when I had my first casino reach out that wanted to work with me on a project. Mm-hmm. We did a joint project where I did a Brian Christopher slot tournament, brought out hundreds of people to it, and that really woke up the industry a little bit to like the influence that we had.
Well, how many people watch you play now? What are your numbers? Well,
yeah, we literally just passed over 1 billion views. And majority of the people that watch are actually not subscribed. They just, you know, will keep watching it. It gets put in their feed, and so they'll pick it up. But we have about 1.8 million subscribers right now and followers.
Well, people love the slots, and it's a great way, instead of reading about them, you know, to just see how they behave and you know, what the bonuses are like.
Exactly, yeah. And so each month we get about 8 million unique viewers as well.
Now, as you've grown, as your business has grown, there's been stories about you wagering huge amounts of money on a slot session. Do you choose games specifically to appeal to high rollers and others for different player segments, like like the $100 a session player?
Yeah, you know, I've done a huge mix. When I started my channel, my bets were probably closer to about $5 a spin. Uh-huh. Then it grew up to $10, and now my average bet is probably about $25. And then some days I'll get up to $100 or $150 spins as well, just because I want to show everything. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to forget about going back to basics and starting with the lower bets too, because a lot of my viewers definitely relate to those kind of bets as well. Mm-hmm.
Slot manufacturers. You've worked with slot manufacturers in promoting specific game releases. Now, how did you develop this? And do they approach you with suggestions? Do you contact them to work together? How does that work?
Typically, they come to me. They'll say, "Hey, Brian, we have a new slot machine coming out. Our schedule is so busy. Like, we're 100% booked solid for the whole of 2024 right now. Mm-hmm. So trying to squeeze in things, we can still make some things happen, but it's a little tough. But we do have a few world premieres coming up in the next few months that I've been asked to promote for them. But it's difficult for them to even nail down a date, right? Mm-hmm. Because for this one world premiere, it has moved months in advance now, or further out, I should say. So we're just trying to find the times, and you know, as long as they can, as long as it's their games come out at a casino that I'm going to be at anyways, then mm-hmm. it's a very easy thing just to throw in there. And it's the best way for them really to showcase their new product, because immediately while I'm live, I have between 10 and 15,000 people watching in that moment, learning about a brand new game. Mm-hmm. They're now going to go back to their own home casinos, ask them to get that game, and when they see it on the floor, they immediately know how to play it. So that's only like 10 to 15,000 people when I'm live. Mm-hmm. By the end of the live, we already have 100,000 views now, and then it'll keep on growing from there.
Now, you've developed an on-screen persona. You have an on-screen character that has specific catchphrases. How you comment when you're hosting a game and so forth? Tell us how you fit that into each game video.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's 100% me on screen. I'm not putting on a character, so to speak, but, you know, there are catchphrases that just come out, like, "Line it up, buttercup," and a lot of these sayings just pop out of nowhere, and then they catch on immediately. Mm-hmm. My biggest one is rude, you know, because it always happens to us where you need, you know, say 6 fireballs, and you always get 5, or you need 3 bonus symbols, and you always get 2, and so you just yell out rude, and it's caught on amongst all my viewers, and you'll hear it in the casinos when you're walking by.
And of course, that character was made animated in an actual slot machine from Gaming Arts. Tell us about how that developed and how you converted yourself into these animators.
Yeah, that was crazy. Brian Christopher's Pop and Pays More with Gaming Arts, they approached me and they said, "Listen, we've seen from your videos that both you and your fans love our Pop and Pays game. We're developing a new version of it, Pop and Pays More, and we'd love to do a Brian Christopher version of that game. Are you interested?" And obviously I was. And so they brought me in. We had numerous sessions. They had me go back and work on certain symbols I wanted to have incorporated, certain noises, certain effects. And so, you know, it was a very, very, very big joint effort to come up with everything. And they were great partners because they listened to everything I said. They didn't include everything because some of it they're like, "Brian, that is mathematically impossible." You know, like they had to like bring me down a little bit. But a guy can dream, you know. And yeah, so it worked out so well that in fact that game was brought online as well on Chumba at the same uh-huh. time. And we were also instrumental in getting that game on cruise ships as well. And we got them, Gaming Arts, connected with Carnival because of our partnership there too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The BC Slots Cruises.
Yeah.
Then you, the plaza, you have a Brian Christopher Slots area that along with your game has a collection of your favorite games. How's that attraction doing, and are you doing other ones?
Yeah, it's going great. So we actually started it, and I believe it was 2020, and it did so well that within about 6 months or so, we expanded the area. And then a few years later, I came out with my smoke-free stance, and because of that, I could no longer be promoting the casino. So they decided to build an expansion to the casino that was 100% separate, had its own entrance, and completely smoke-free. So now it's like more than double or triple or quadruple the size, I forget now. And it's doing really well, and so we're already talking about possible expansions to that one as well. Uh-huh. You know, because it's the very first smoke-free gaming area in all of downtown Vegas. So it's very important that we promote that, I think. And it's doing quite well.
Are you taking that concept to other casinos?
We'd love to take it across the country. I think it's genius. You know, we have followers all over the country. We are in talks with some other places that might be interested in that as well. So hopefully in the near future, we'll see more popping up.
Let's talk about your non-smoking stance. You've pledged to take your events only to non-smoking facilities. Tell us about your efforts to promote smoke-free casinos, including testimony before a New Jersey legislative committee.
Yeah, it's just something I'm really, you know, passionate about. And what I've learned is that most people I talk to are also passionate about it too, but they just keep their mouth shut. Uh-huh. 89% of the population in the U.S. does not smoke. And so it just does not make sense to me that 100% of people should have to breathe it in if it's only 11% of them smoking. And it's not just for the smokers, but I'm thinking about, or the non-smokers, it's also for the staff who have to be there every single day. Mm-hmm. You know, you might go to the casino once a month and you can deal with it. Go home and shower, you're done. But they have to live in it every single day. Mm-hmm. And some of them are dying from cancer and they've never smoked a day in their life. Mm-hmm. And it's just so archaic. It's been out of our restaurants and our bars and our theaters and our airplanes for years, for decades even. And for some reason, they seem to still have this old school view that gambling and smoking goes hand in hand when it has nothing to do with one another. Mm-hmm. There might be a higher population of the gamblers who do smoke than not, but it people are still going to the casinos to gamble. They are not going there to smoke. Mm-hmm.
Do you work at all with the groups that are promoting this effort to make casinos smoke-free? There's CEASE in Atlantic City, and then there's Americans for Non-Smokers' Rights.
I work with them both. I'm very proud of what their efforts that they're doing. We just did a joint effort with a survey we've put out there, and we're learning that not only do people want smoke-free options, even the smokers want it. 89% of smokers that we polled prefer a smoke-free environment over smoking. Mm-hmm. And to some people, that's a crazy idea, but when you think about it, how many smokers do you know that actually smoke in their own houses? Mm-hmm. Majority don't. I don't know of any that have, but I'm sure some do. And it's because they don't want to smell like an ashtray either, you know? And so when they go to the casino, they don't want to necessarily live in it either. But, you know, put a nice outdoor patio for them, you know? Mm-hmm. Have an outdoor experience. There are states like Maryland that have no smoking indoors, but they've created outdoor smoking patios with slot machines where the air goes out, right out, you know. And there's no filtration system that will do that indoors for you, no matter how hard they'll tell you it'll get rid of it all. It does not, you know.
Well, we were recently in London and we went to the Hippodrome, and they have built an entire top level of a smoking area that's open to the area, but it has heaters and everything. It's very nice. Have you looked to expanding beyond the United States?
I would love to do that. We most recently have, like with our cruises, we go all over, but we went to Australia and New Zealand last year. Huge base over there for our fans, which is nuts to me. In fact, the number one viewed city for watching our videos on Facebook is Sydney, Australia. I would love to do more out that way and all over the country. We've been hit up from a few other places. Our fan base doesn't necessarily sit in lots of other countries. You know, we're like 75% in the U.S. and then the other, like, you know, 20% is between New Zealand, Australia, the U.K. and Canada.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you've said your main audience consists of millennials, sought after demographic by the casinos. One that doesn't like secondhand smoke. Can you elaborate on that aspect?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, right, they grew up without ever smelling a cigarette. They don't know what it's like to be inside a space with where there's smoking going on. They've mm-hmm. never experienced it until they turn 21 and they can walk into a casino. And if you're trying to attract them to come and play or come to work, they're not coming. There's mm-hmm. no way. And I talked to some employee workers that were at working at a casino over COVID that went smoke-free temporarily. And I asked them, I'm like, if they brought smoking back, would you stick around? And they're like, heck no, we would go immediately. They don't want to live in that. And so they got to get with the times. They really do.
Well, you mentioned that the Pop and Pays game is online now. Let's talk about online slots. They seem to give you a lot more information up front than the live games do. For example, you can see the return to player on every game before you play it. Do you play online?
You know, it's funny you say that. We just launched an online channel right now. It's our third YouTube channel, Brian Christopher Slots 2. And so now we are licensed to promote online gambling across all the gambling states. And so every month now I'm traveling to those states to do live streams on our new channel. And we're putting out daily shorts on there as well of me playing online real money gaming.
Great.
Yeah.
There seems to be also a wider selection of games online, some which haven't even been on live casino floors. Are there games you'd like to see that you've seen online that you'd like to see on casino
floors? It blows my mind, actually, like how many incredibly great games that are online. I'm like, why are these not made into slot machines? Like, mm-hmm. they're killing it online, and I don't understand why there's not that crossover. My game was the first one to go on a sweepstakes-based casino, right? Mm-hmm. And now I've seen another one come on since. But in the real money gaming side, yeah, there's tons of them that do cross over now. And the omni-channel thing, it just makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, now, like I was saying, when people watch my videos, they now know how to play it in a casino. And the same thing works this way. If they know how to play it in a casino, they can play it online and vice versa. So that way, you know, or even for my game, you know, Pop 'n Pays More is not in every casino. It's not even in Canada yet. But now Canadians can play my game online that really want to play it.
Now your business survived that YouTube snafu, and now you're thriving from the YouTube channel to ad revenue, merchandising sales. Where do you go from here?
We have so many things that are like in the works. You know, we've just started flipaswitch.com. which is also promoting like responsible gaming and demystifying everything to do with slots and gambling. So we're working hard with that one. And of course, our newest YouTube channel, BC Slots 2. But we want to take it further and reach a larger audience. So, you know, maybe next we will reach into the TV sets or in the streaming world. You know, maybe we'll come up with more slot machines. We've only got one so far, and it's been a year and a half. I'm like itching for another one, you know. But like we are like quite busy already, and every day we're getting reached at from other players that want us to do more things. And it's really, really, it's a great spot to be in, but it's so hard to pick and choose what you want to do because you got to make sure you have a little bit of time left to do other things.
How long have you been doing this? You're a bit of a veteran now at this.
You know, I'm entering my eighth year already. It feels like just yesterday we started, but yeah, almost 8 years in April now.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, listen, congratulations on all your success, and thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Hold on. Hold on.
Hope you enjoyed today's GGB podcast, sponsored by Pavilion Payments. Learn more about the full suite of gaming solutions available at pavilionpayments.com. To learn more about the topics discussed today and all the important issues in gaming, check out Global Gaming Business Magazine. For a free virtual copy of the magazine, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the weekly news of the gaming industry, subscribe to ggbnews.com. Use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. And don't miss a single episode of the GGB podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts today. And we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast.